This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Three returning Kuskokwim 300 champions will dash from the starting line tonight in Bethel, each eyeing another K300 victory. The twist? Bethel's Pete Kaiser, Antioch's Richie Deal, and Willow's Matt Failer are not only fierce competitors, but also really good friends. As Alaska Public Media's Tegan Hanlon reports, while they share a lot together in a group text message, they don't share everything.
Sure, the three K300 champs are friends, but they will show no mercy out on the Kuskokwim 300 trail this weekend.
We're not out to, I don't know how you'd put it, screw each other over, you know. I mean, we're going to be fair and, you know, have a clean race, but we want to beat each other.
That's Richie Deal, the reigning K300 champ. Also on that group text, Matthew Failer, who won the race in 2019, and Pete Kaiser, who has won it 5 times. They're all gunning for the title of 2022 K300 champion. And while they are each other's top competition this year, they're also friends who talk all the time, says Kaiser.
And I think for the most part, we're pretty open about information and stuff like that.
Their group text message started more than 3 years ago. It's a place where they talk dogs, they talk gear, they talk family, they joke around. They also just provide each other with support, says Failer.
Every week or so, we'll say, how's it going? How's training going? What are you doing? And it's nice to have that friend that you can lean on.
Failer says he feels like they all have grown together as mushers. But okay, just to be clear, they still don't talk about everything.
I don't think we're blatantly asking, hey, how far are you running? Or hey, you know, how many hours are you camping? Because that honestly probably wouldn't really, we don't need to know that kind of stuff.
A couple years ago, they added a fourth musher to their group text, Your Laceth Olsom. And Deal says they changed the name of that texting thread to
Kusko Champs and Your.
It's a playful dig at Laceth Olsom, who is also competing in this year's race. He's won the Iditarod, but has yet to take the K300 title. And he really wants to win this year. All four of the friends do. But they've also got stiff competition among the other racers, says Failer.
It all comes down to your dog team and how you train, and everybody's team is just a little different. So a pinch of luck and a fast trail and see who has the best team.
The race is on at 6:30 p.m. In Bethel, I'm Tegan Hanlon.
In more K300 news, the Kuskokwim 300 is resuming its traditional route this year after taking an abbreviated route last year. That means the race is once again looping through the halfway point of Antioch, but the checkpoint won't look quite like it has in years past. As this year's Antioch Trail reporter Olivia Eberts reports, that's because of new race rules and because the village has been hit hard by COVID-19.
Antioch, the usual halfway checkpoint of the Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race, is home to the race's reigning champion, Richie Deal. Deal grew up in the village surrounded by mushing. His dad raced, and his mom sometimes drove him to preschool using the dog team. Deal said he had become accustomed to going through Antioch and strategizing his K300 race around the usual stop. But he couldn't do that last year because the race held its halfway point in Bethel, since most of the upriver villages were closed due to COVID-19. That also means Deal's parents didn't get to see their son during his winning race.
I think that was one of the biggest things, like my folks didn't even get to see that team.
But this year, race organizers worked with local health officials to create a new mitigation plan that they think can safely take the race back through the villages. That includes mandatory testing and vaccination for all mushers, handlers, staff, and volunteers. K300 board member Eric Kubal lives in Antioch and runs the checkpoint there. He says usually the race coming through Antioch is a big party for the community. There's a fire pit near the checkpoint, elementary school students do a unit on the K300 and interview the mushers. Their projects are hung in the checkpoint building where people donate tables of food and hang out for the day. Lots of people volunteer.
We look forward to it every year.
But this year, the Antioch checkpoint, along with all the race checkpoints, will look a lot different. That's because the region is currently experiencing its highest surge in COVID-19 cases. Race organizers have closed the buildings to everyone but race volunteers and mushers. Spectators will have to remain outdoors and are encouraged not to gather. And in ANIAC, students haven't been able to do a unit on the K-300 because up until this week, the school had been closed due to its high rates of COVID-19. Kubal says almost 20% of the village has contracted COVID-19 just this month. But he says despite this, the race will be a bright spot in the community's year.
In general, we are all looking forward to the race, and we do want to encourage people to come and watch the race, but be as respectful to COVID conditions as they can.
For his part, hometown hero Richie Deal says that he's excited that the race will be going back through ANIAC.
I think that's the cool thing, though, this year is like we're able to do a normal route. We're able to do it safely.
And he can't wait to show off his winning team to his family and friends back home.
That's something that I've always wanted to do. So
this year's K-300 starts at 6:30 p.m. on Friday. You can tune in to KYUK 6:40 a.m. for race updates throughout the weekend. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.
This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Koyana for listening. Please send us your news tips, comments, or suggestions at email address news@kyuk.org or message us on Facebook. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.